Okay, we are in Zechariah Perek Yud, the 10th Perek of Zechariah, and we continue talking about the great times that are going to be. The Radak says at the end of this Perek that some say this is talking about the good times of Bayesheni that are coming up, and others say that it's talking about the future Kibbutz Golios and the future Mashiach Bebayi Shlishi. So either way, that's the two different opinions. Maybe it includes both, as many Nevi'im have a lot to say and a lot of meaning within their Nevuas. So says the Pasuk, Sha'alu Me'Hashem Matar. The Navi says, ask from Hashem rain, the Eis HaMalkosh, Asher Osa. Ask Hashem for rain even at a very late time, late in the season. And Hashem will help you, because it's going to be that time where tefillahs are going to work. Hashem osa chazizim. Hashem makes the clouds, umatar geshem yitem lahem, and he will give you rain, l'ish esav basada, to the man that's in the field. So everybody will recognize that the Hashem listens at that moment, and Hashem will be on the side, so to speak, of the farmers and all of those who ask for rain. The Gemara darshes b'sekas tainis on the last phrase in this pasuk, la'ish in the singular, esav asada, to the man in his field, even for one singular person. If one person needs rain, Hashem will help make it rain, says the Gemara. The Afri Shlakish Savar Matar Bishvil Yachid. Damar Shlakish Minayin Lamatar Bishvil Yachid. Dechsiv Shalu Me Hashem Matar Beis Malkosh Hashem Oseh Chaziza Matar Geshen Yitain Lehem Laish Eisa Basada Yachol Akol. You might think it's to everyone, right? He's going to give only if everybody needs it. Tamalomar Laish Tanya I Laish Yachol Akol Sadosav. All of his fields. Tamalomar Sada I Sada Yachol Akol Asada. Tamalomar Esev. So even one little spot of the field that needs even that. He had the Rav Daniel Bar Katina, like this great Amora. Havilah Ginsa, he had a garden called Yom Aviyaz of Asirle. He always walked through the garden each day and checked. Amar Hai Mishra Bayamaya, this flower bed needs water. Hai Mishra Lo Bayamaya, and this one does it. Vasa Mitra of a Kamashki, Kalechadmi Bayamaya, and wherever he needed, that's where it rained. Unbelievable, right? That we're on that level then, and that's the level that Am Yisrael are going to be on in the future. The Chasam Sofer even writes in a tshuva related to this, relating this to this Chasam Sofer in Choshe Mishpat. In the Hashmata, Simen Kuf Sadi Beis, he relates this to the question that bothered the Rishonim already. What exactly happened with Bris Mila in the desert? We know, Uvrischa Yinsor, the Levium did it and not everybody else. So Yimanavshach, why did the Levium do it? Was it dangerous? Right? So some say, oh, well, it was dangerous because the Anani HaKavod surrounded Bnei Yisrael and the healing wind of the Ruach Tzvonis that would come to heal Bris Mila couldn't blow because the Anani HaKavod were there, and therefore Bnei Yisrael didn't do Bris Mila because it was dangerous. So why did the Levium do it? You're not allowed to do Bris Mila if the act is dangerous. You're not allowed to be Nichnas L'Safik because of that. So explain the Chasam Sofer, it must be that the Levium were on such a high level that Hashem would have done a Nes B'toch Nes, allowed the wind to get through the Anani HaKavod. So for them it wasn't dangerous, and therefore they had to do it. For the rest of Am Yisrael, who lost their status because of the chatoim that they did in the desert, so therefore they weren't allowed to do it because it was dangerous, and that's what the Chasam Sofer says. V'yalta tama, and don't wonder that a nes was done for some and not to others. Shebishvil yachid echad zarcha chama lo al moed, and one not. Why? Tainus da tas. He quotes our Gemara, and you see it rains a little bit over here and a little bit over there, and not over there, and that's exactly what happened with the wind. But amna mishinasu zinizofim lohayo kadam l'neis hasheni rakalaviim lahem zarcha shemesh staka below l'shar hashvatim. That's the Chasam Sofer based on that line. Rashi has in two words here: ask for rain im titztarchu, if you need, ask for rain. The Rinas Yitzchak says maybe this is an allusion to the Mabit. The Mabit of Beis Elokim says that when we daven, we're not supposed to ask for extras. We should ask for what we need and what we can't get without Hashem. She'eino roi la adam lispalel l'Hashem al davar she'eino hechrachi. Kiu matriach eskono lolo tzorech. V'yafilu al davar hechrachi ein lispalel rak she'eino niyicholom lo she'atzmeinu. If we can't get it ourselves. That's what maybe what Rashi means. If you need it. If you don't need it, don't daven for it. We shouldn't daven for extras. Daven for what we need. Good. So the Pasuk says, daven, ask from Hashem rain, and Hashem will give it to you. Key, because at that time, when whether it's during Bayesheni, when we see all the nevuas that have come true, or during Mashiach time, ki atshrafim dibru oven, we will see then that the idols that they used to worship spoke falsehood. Vakosmim chazu sheker, and the false magicians saw sheker, falsehood. Also, vachalomos hashavi daberu, and dreams, the ones that dreamed and saw in the future, it was all shav, it was all fake. Hevel Yenachemin, they comfort us with nonsense. Al Kain, and therefore Nasu Kamotzon, they went away like sheep. They're not here anymore. Ya'anu, they were lowered. Ki ein ro'eh, because there is no shepherd, and the sheep went away, and that's what happened to all of the false prophets throughout the ages. This pasuk of Chalomos Hashavi Daberu is used by the Gemara in Maseches Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says that sometimes dreams have a meaning, sometimes dreams don't have a meaning. The Gemara in Brachas Nunhei, there's no dream without Dvarim Batalim, Nunhei Mabez, all interpretations go after the pet. The Gemara on Nunhei Mabez, this is where our Gemara is quoted. The Gemara quotes a steer between two different sukkim. Nunhei Amid Beis. Right, that's where it talks about if somebody sees a dream, what should he do? We should mention it during the Birchas Kohanim. But the Pasuk Gemara says, V'chi ha-chalomos ha-shavi daberu, v'aksiv ha-chalom ha-dabrebo. So how do you get every? How do you deal with the two psukim? It says, I will talk to you in a dream, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'aksiv ha-chalomos ha-shavi daberu, our Pasuk, lo kasha, kana yidei malach, kana yidei shade. Depends if it's a malach dream or a shade dream. Right, what does that mean? A malach dream and a shade dream. So again, different types of dreams. Right, we had a lumdis on the daf shir about this, and brachas on daf nun hey. Those who want to listen to the archives, but there's different sources. The Gemara in Adarim daf ches that says if somebody is excommunicated in a dream, he's excommunicated and he needs hatara. He needs hatara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin daf lamed. Remember that Gemara that if somebody has a dream that there's money under the tree in his backyard, but it's meiser sheni money, he could go take the money if there's money there and keep it. He doesn't have to assume it's meiser sheni money because there's everything has dvarim b'teilim in it. So what do you do with dreams? There are different dreams. There are dreams and there are dreams. Right? There's a whole literature of in the Rishonim about whether you could paskin from a dream. The Rush in Agos Hashri in Maseches Avodah Zarah in the third parak talks about the barbuta fish. There was a barbuta fish that Rabbeinu Ephraim matired, that it was a kosher fish, and that night he had a dream, and he was a waiter in a restaurant, and he was feeding shrutzim to the patrons. And he woke up in a sweat, and he changed his psak. He figured that was must be wrong. The Note Behuda assumes he didn't really change his psak. He was just machmir for himself. But there's many others. The Radvaz has a tshuva. He allowed switching tefillin because of a dream. The tshuva was about Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. The Radvaz in Shnei Alafim Reish Pei Vav. Sha'alta mimeni, mishi yesh lo tefillin ladas Rabbeinu Tam, v'rotza lasot ladas Rashi, mish bedavar chash iser. Tshuva, avagav she'im bazat sad psul, mikol makom, mish bedavar iser, mitach mizalzel bekavod, b'kol bali svarazu. If you've always used one tefillin, and now you're switching, it's a zilzel. Sher ladaitam, hatefillin ksherim, uposal osam, umoridin mikdush asam, v'en lecha iser gado mizeh, because you're going to switch the order. Switch the order, how can you do that? So achanami, aparshio shezachu linasen kvisvar Rabbeinu Tam, uba'ale shitaso lo yinanu kvisvar. So he gave the psak that it shouldn't be done. V'ani nishalti alzev oresi shadavar mutter. Uba osa halayla heruni b'chalomi shlohoresi yafe. Somehow they showed him in my dream. It showed me in my dream. I didn't pass him correctly. V'chazarti bi. V'yanti b'davar. V'reizi sheish b'zeh zilzul b'chol go'onei olam. L'chein ani gozer omer she'asr lasos kimen adin me'ata'amim asher kasavti. So he also used a dream in his psak. If you look in the Latorah v'Lamoadim, Rav Zevin, on Parshas Mikes, he says, there are three types of dreams. Three types of dreams. He talks about what's the difference between Paro's dream, Vayikatz Paro v'nei chalom, and Shlomo's dream, Vayikatz Paro v'nei chalom. He says three types of dreams. One is a totally, Divrei Chalomos v'lomalim v'lomaridin, total nonsense. And like our pasuk, HaChalomos Shavi Daberu. Number two, a dream that is a clear vision. You don't even have to interpret it. It's exactly what it's the message is. Number three is the interpretation one. But even within the interpretation one, he says the Shlomo one was the clear one. But the interpretation one was the Paro one. But even within the interpretation one, meaning it's clear, but it needs interpretation, there are two types. There's one that is just information, and there's one that also gives instruction. Yesh v'hu eino el yediyah, informatia, mi beli poel yotze, v'yeshu bala hodiyah la'ada machovaso, v'yasena, u'ma alav l'sakim v'lifol. And that was the difference between the pitronot of the Chartumim and of Yosef. They said, sheva banos hatamolid, sheva banos hatakover, nothing that he could do. Right? Stam yediyah. So Paro didn't like that. But Yosef says, this is what you have to do. Yere Paro ishnavon v'chacham. And he says, that's the type of dream that I think God was giving me. Okay, so anyway, back to the context of the pasuk. The Zechariah says that when during either Bayis Sheni or when Mashiach comes, when the going is good, and we'll see all the nevuos that have been mekuyam, we'll realize that all of these fakers, these magicians, and these false prophets were lying. Al haroim charapi, on the shepherds. Who are the shepherds? Rashi says Nebuchadnezzar, Sancheriv. The Radak says Antiochus. On all of these shepherds of great nations, charapi, I got angry. And I will punish them. Hashem has remembered his own flock as Beis Yehuda. And he put them like a horse with all his glory in the war. Interesting, they're called shepherds, roim. Really, they thought they were shepherds. They thought that they were in charge of nations, and really they were being shepherded. And Kadosh Baruch Hu was in charge of them. Mimenu pina, from the Jews, from Bnei Yisrael, will be the pina, will be the cornerstone. Mimenu yaseid, from they themselves, will be the peg that will hold everything together. Mimenu keshes b'chama, from them will be the bow in war. What does it mean, the pina and the stone that is the source of everything? Says the Masudas David, Miyehuda yeh hamelech hamshubach ba'am. They will supply the king. Like stone, like the Evan Pina of a building that's in the corner. Says the Mesudas David, it's very special because you could see it from two different sides. Ha Evan Ha'usam B'Pina Sabayas, Shehu HaMeshubach Shebekulam, Al Kihunire Mishnei Atzadim, U'Belashon Hazeh Nomar Yisrael B'Chlalam. All Jews are called that. As David HaMelech says, Evan Moasu Abonim, Ha'isal Rosh Pina. And this is the Pina that is being spoken about, that we will be the Pina, the cornerstone of all civilization in the future when Mashiach comes. Mimenu Yetzei Kol Noges Yachtov. And from him, from Am Yisrael, will come out all great leaders. Vayu Kegiborim Bosim Betit Chutzos B'Milchama. We will be like strong armies, Vinil Chamuk Yeshemimam, and we'll fight. Right, again, is this talking about defeating the Yevanim, or is this talking about Gog Magog afterwards? Either way, Vovishu Roch Veisusim, and we will drive away and push aside all of those who ride horses. Viki Barti Espes Yehuda, I will make them strong. Espes Yosef Oshia. This is Yehuda and Yosef, the 10 tribes, the 2 tribes. Vosim Kiri Chamtim, and I settled them because I had compassion on them. Vahayu Kaasher Lozenachtim. Wow, what an important line. Vahayu, it will be as if I never left them. What does that mean? It will be as if I never left them. Ki ani Hashem Elokeihem ve'enem, because I am Hashem, their God, and I will answer them. Tupshatim, the Radak says, the time in the future will be so amazing and so idyllic, we will forget. We won't remember all of the pain that we went into through all of the years. You bekavid gadol ubishalom keilu lo zinachta meolam, as if Hashem never left us. Ki berov atova lo yizkaru tzorosim shavru, because the great good we won't remember. But if you look in other sources, others say, the Ishbitzer says, that we will understand then that Hashem never left us. He was with us the whole time, and he had a plan. So it wasn't just like the Radak says, we will forget it because it will be subsumed in all the goodness at that time. We'll even look back at that, at these times, and we will recognize. That's what the Beis Yaakov of Ishbit says in Vayigash. La'asilavo, kasher Hashem Yisbarach Yerachem is Beis Yisrael. Yakiru kulam v'yeidu, ki lo zanachtim af pam. U'mashe nidme haya, what appeared, she'elu tsaros v'yisurim, lo haya klum. Elemin hester kazeh, v'hayinu kecholmim. V'yav shadavar kazeh, kashem ma'od lahavin, even though it's hard to understand, because those, efshalim so meinzeh, he said, it's similar to Yosef. By Yosef, all the brothers afterwards realized, oh, it was all meant to be. So too, that's how it's going to be. So Tupshatim, whether it's just going to be subsumed, or we will even understand that. Good. And the Ephraim will be strong men, and their heart will be happy. Uvanam Yeruva Samechu, and their children will see and be happy. Yogeli Bambashem. Eshrakalahem, I will whistle to them. Vakabseim. Kibas Galios. Hashem will give the signal, and everyone will come back. Kipadisim, I have redeemed them, the Ravu, Gamravu, and they will be plenty, and they will come back. Right? There's a whole separate bracha, as we know, in the Amidah, in Shmona Esrei, for Kibbutz Golios, and we've spoken about this a lot in these Nevi'im. right? Tka b'shofar gadol l'cheruseinu v'sanes l'kabetz galioseinu. Right? Put a nace, a banner. So Hashem's whistle, so to speak. This whistle is the shofar gadol that we daven for. Rav Schwab writes in his commentary on the Siddur, v'kabseinu yachad. Hashem's going to gather us together. It's not just physical, because we're not just different physically. During the Gullus, Rav Schwab writes, the Jewish people is split, not only physically, geographically, but also ideologically. One group does not see eye to eye with the other. This disparity exists not only in that the non-religious segment of our nation does not understand those who are religious, but even the people who do keep Torah and mitzvahs are divided and subdivided many times amongst themselves. What we daven for Kibbutz Gullius, is that we come together, not only physically, but with the differences that we'll have, we'll realize that we're just different parts of one body. We have to realize that, because it's hard. It's hard. We're all so different. Even Ashkenazim and Sephardim and Hasidim and Mislagdim, we're all different. We're all not perfectly comfortable in the other world. But that's the godless. That's what we daven for. That's what we'll be. And we daven for the shofar gadol. We daven for our Kodesh Baruch Hu to give us that sound. The Ezra'im ba'amim, and I will scatter them as seeds amongst the nations. Uva mer hakim yiz karuni, and they will remember me in the far places, v'chayus b'neim b'shavu, and they will live there with their children, and they will return. The Ezra'im ba'amim is a very similar pasuk. I will scatter them, put them as seeds in the world. The pasuk in Hosea says, v'uzrati ali ba'aretz. I will plant them and seed them in the land. The Gemara darshins in Psachim and Pezayin, based on that pasuk, but it's a similar pasuk to this one. Amar Balazar, lohigla kadosh baruch hu es Yisrael levenu umos, ela kadishi tosfu alam gerim. One of the benefits of going into Galus is so that gerim come join us. That's why. So we go out and we inspire, and in that way we're able to be a dugma. But what does it say? That's the only reason we went into Galus? Eath anom elimelech in Parshas Yisro. I don't understand. For that, we had to suffer all the tsaris and all the difficulties for 2,000 years just to get some gerim? V'lechora, v'chi b'shol ha-gerim tzrichin Yisrael lisbol as ol ha-galus, u'men ha-roi she'yavo ha-gerim li-Yisrael. Me'atzmam, let them come themselves. V'yiz gairu sham. V'hein yanu says in Omali Melech, ki ha-nitzot ha-kadosh yeshnu b'umos there are nitzotos hakedusha. There are sparks of kedusha everywhere, even in these, in those non-Jews that want to convert. But the spark is very small. Hu katan ma'od. Ve'lo maspik koach lahasiyat libam. Sheyavo me'atzvam la'eretz Yisrael hisgayer. It's not strong enough for them to come back themselves. Rak bazeh. Sheyisrael nimsa b'neim. If they have b'nei Yisrael there, connected to them, and then they latch on. And that's where they had to go to get those nitzotz hakedusha, which is spoken about in many Kabbalistic sources, that's the one of the purposes of the galus, to gather in all of those nitzotzos. Good. Vashivosim me'aretz Mitzrayim. And I will return them, continues Zechariah, talking about the galus that will end, and we will have kibbutz galios. Ume Ashur akabseim. I will get them from Mitzrayim. I will get them from Ashur. Rather, the other pasuk, v'yehovdim be'eretz Ashur, v'anidachim be'eretz Mitzrayim. What's the difference between a nidach and an oved? Is it that they don't even know, or that they know they just can't come? V'aleretz gilad u'levanon aviyem. I'll bring them to the land of Gilad and Levanon. Rashi says the Levanon is the base of Migdash. V'lo yimatzi lahem. And there won't even be enough room. There won't be enough room. It'll be full. Again, nobody's going to complain about it. That's one of the nisim. One of the nisim in Perkei Avos. Lo Amar Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. Tsar Li Hamakom Sha'alin B'Yerushalayim. So nobody's going to complain about it. But it is going to be crowded. One more pasuk. Va'avar Bayam Tsara. And in the Yam, what's the pashtus? There'll be a tsara in the yam, or there'll be for the other nations. Vika bayam galim, bovishu komasulos yaar. All of this would be referring to the other nations. Obviously, this is a parak about Nechama, and Hashem is describing how everyone else will be punished, while Am Yisrael, v'shevet Mitzrayim yasur, v'gibartim b'Hashem uvishmo yisalachu ne'um Hashem. There is an amazing gra in the Kol Eliyahu on Parshas B'Shalach, where he quotes it based on a medrash, based on this pasuk. We know the Meshech Chachma already talks about v'mayim lam choma, v'mayim lam chema, the midrashim. Why does one pasuk say choma with a vav, and one pasuk says choma without a vav? Without a vav, it can be read as chema. So the medrash says that, Hashem was angry. Hashem was angry because it was Avodah Zarah. So, and what, but the Gra points out that the Pasuk also, Ubnei Yisrael halchu by Abasha b'sochayam, v'mayim lehem chema. It says, by Abasha b'sochayam in the chema Pasuk. And it says, b'yabasha b'tochayam by Abasha, v'mayim lehem choma. So the one with Choma has B'tochayam B'yabasha, and the Chema the opposite. So he explains. The Gemara, the Medrash says in Shmos Rabbah, that Pesel Micha came with them in the Yam. As the Pasuk says, V'avar B'yam Tzara. That Tzara, the Pesel Micha, was in the Yam with them. What do you mean it wasn't? It was made much later on, in the days of the Shoftim. No, the Machshava. The Avodah Zarah Machshava, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzarif Machshava L'maisa when it comes to Avodah Zarah. So Shevet Don already had those Machshavos of Pesel Micha. But, so that's why Hashem got upset. But the first pasuk says, B'sochayam B'yabasha. The Gemara tells us in Arachin that Bnei Yisrael went through the Yardim, but it was long. So they couldn't all go in the water at once in the Yamsuf. So while all the Jews were in the water, the last one, Shevet Dan, was still on the dry land. Only once Bnei Yisrael started going up the other side, so that's when the last of the Jews went into the water. Last of the Jews. So, B'sochayam B'yabasha, when the original Jews were, they weren't all in. B'sochayam, there were many Jews in, the front ones, but B'yabasha, the last ones were still on dry land, so Dan didn't go in the water yet, so it was Choma. It wasn't anger yet, because Dan didn't go into the water yet. But later on, B'yabasha, B'sochayam, where the first Jews were already B'yabasha, and the last Jews were now B'tochayam, then it turned to Chema. Then it took the Chema, and that's why it was a problem because of Pesel Micha. But it's all based on this pasuk, says the Grava Avar Bayam Sarah. Okay, we will stop here in Perek Yud of Sefer Zechariah.